So I drifted along scoring through Pat. I stopped drinking, stopped going out at night, and fell into a routine schedule. A cup of junk 3 times a day, and the time in between to be filled somehow. Mostly, I spent my time painting and working around the house. Manual work makes the time pass fast. Pat and I began pushing in a small way, just enough to keep up our habits. We only took care of people Pat knew well and was sure of. About this time, an anti-narcotics drive hit the town, the chief of police said. This drive is going to continue as long as there is a single violator left in this city. The state legislators drew up a law making it a crime to be a drug addict. They did not specify where or when or what they meant by drug addict. One day I was broke, and I wrapped up a pistol to take it in town and pawn it. When I got to Pat's room, there were 2 people there. One was Red McKinney, a shriveled-up, crippled junkie. The other was a young merchant seaman named Cole. Cole did not have a habit at this time, and he wanted to connect for some weed. As it happened, I had several ounces of weed in my house. Cole agreed to buy 4 caps in exchange for 2 ounces of weed. He began looking for Old Sam above Lee Circle. Old Sam was the man these days. It was after doing 12 years in Angola. He was not in the old frame rooming house where he lived. We drove around slowly. Every now and then, Pat would see someone he knew and stop the car. No one had seen Old Sam. Those guys wouldn't tell you nothing, Pat said. It hurts him to do anybody a favor. We parked the car near Old Sam's rooming house, and McKinney walked down to the corner to buy a package of cigarettes. He came back limping fast and got in the car. The law, he said, let's get out of here. We started away from the curb, and a prowl car passed us. I saw the cop at the wheel turn around and do a double take when he saw Pat. They made us, Pat, I said. Get going. Pat didn't need to be told. He gunned the car and turned a corner heading for Carondelet. I turned to Cole, who was in the back seat. Throw out that weed, I ordered.
Oh, wait a minute, Cole replied. We may lose him.
Are you crazy, I said. Pat McKinney and I yelled in chorus, throw it out! We were on Carondelet, headed downtown. Cole threw the weed out, and it skidded under a parked car. Pat took the first right turn into a one-way street. The prowl car was coming down the same street from the other end, going the wrong way. An old cop trick. We were boxed in. And I heard Cole yell, oh, Lord, I've got another stick on me. The cops jumped up with their hands on their guns, but they did not draw them. They ran up to my car. One of them, the driver who had spotted Pat, had a big smile on his face. Where'd you get the car, Pat? He asked. The other cop opened the back door. Everybody out, he said. McKinney and Cole were in the back seat. They got out and the cops went through them. Right away, the cop who spotted Pat found the stick of weed in Cole's shirt pocket. I've got enough here to hold a whole bunch of them, he said. The cop had a smooth red face and he kept smiling all the time.